Arts on the Airwaves on KUNR is supported by the Nevada Arts Council. The Reno Jazz Orchestra presents its next concert, You Can't Beat This, on Saturday, February 8th at UNR's Nightingale Concert Hall. Their guest artist will be the Venezuelan drummer, percussionist, and teacher Aaron Serfati. Greg Johnson, the music director of the Reno Jazz Orchestra, has known Aaron Serfati for a long time.
I actually met him when I was getting my graduate degree at USC. He kind of took me under his wing, called me for a lot of professional gigs, and you know, I've been on both of his albums. He's been on three of mine. We collaborate a lot, but he's just one of those magical people. You know, in jazz history, we talk about these pivotal characters. We talk about Herbie Hancock. We talk about Wayne Shorter, how they were both part of Miles Davis's band, and Miles kind of got that creativity out of them at a young age. And for me, Aaron is kind of one of my Miles Davis kind of figures. He was able to take my interest in composition, harness my saxophone skills, and put them towards this professional product when I was in my early 20s. Almost 20 years later, we're still collaborating. He's played with some of the biggest names in jazz history and pop history and, you know, Latin American music history. So we're excited just to unleash him.
Greg Johnson has been the music director of the Reno Jazz Orchestra for just a few months.
Obviously, I'm trying to add my own spin to it. It's been a blessing for me just to have a really good band to write for pretty much every month. So every concert that we do usually features some new work of mine. I've gotten to work with a lot of different types of musicians, and we've seen quite a few of them already. Everyone does such different music, but I think it really adds to the depth of what Reno Jazz Orchestra is trying to do, to reach into the Latin side of things, to reach into the gospel side of things, to play straight ahead instrumental jazz. So we've really been able to present a lot of different types of music to the public, and I think people are catching on. So it's been a great experience so far.
An important part of the Reno Jazz Orchestra is its education programs, including its youth orchestra and jazz in the schools.
The Reno community is really blessed with great teachers. It is a little bit different than other parts of the country that I've been to and seen. We have jazz education kind of established. And so it becomes this almost rallying point for the community to take pride in. And so we want to harness that energy and continue what we're doing. One of the reasons I picked Aaron Serfati to be our guest artist is because he's a master teacher. So he'll add to the already great music education that's happening. He's one of the best teachers I've ever encountered. He's just so passionate about music. He can harness kids' energy and just channel it.
Greg Johnson, music director of the Reno Jazz Orchestra. The Reno Jazz Orchestra's next concert, You Can't Beat This, featuring Aaron Serfati, is on Saturday, February 8th. RenoJazzOrchestra.org for more. Support for Arts on the Airwaves comes from the Nevada Arts Council, a state agency that provides public funding and support to artists and organizations that benefit Nevadans in cities and rural communities statewide. More at nvartscouncil.org. For Arts on the Airwaves, I'm Chris Morrison.